Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 352. Today we will finish discussions on the SBS of the islet cells of the pancreas. We were discussing the beta islet cells yesterday. Let us continue first with the conflict active phase of the SBS of the beta islet cells. You should not forget that the alpha and beta cells belong to the category of organs that respond to the related conflict, not with cell proliferation or cell loss, but with hyperfunction or functional loss. Therefore, during the CF phase, the function of the beta islet cells is reduced, causing hyperglycemia or high blood sugar called diabetes. What is to be understood well here is that storing more of glucose in the blood is with the biological purpose of preparing the individual for resolving the conflict by providing sufficient amount of blood sugar, particularly to the muscles, so that the individual may be enabled to fight with full force. The intensity of the conflict determines the degree of the hyperglycemia, like the fuel available for the operation. Secretion of additional glucose by the liver, called gluconeogenesis, is a support for the fight. Please appreciate the biological explanation of the process of hyperglycemia by Dr. Hammer. He says that the active fight or the response of standing up and to breast is the distinctive male response to a resistance conflict, whereas the females react to fear disgust conflicts by backing off or fainting. Dr. Hammer explains the extreme thirst that accompanies the diabetes. It serves the purpose to dilute the high blood sugar level, just as the craving for sugar serves to balance the hypoglycemia or low glucose level in the blood. Another medical condition accompanying diabetes is diabetic ketoacidosis. It occurs when the liver produces high levels of ketone bodies through the breakdown of fatty acids in response to the shortage of insulin. Ketones can provide energy to the body cells where there is short supply of glucose due to lack of insulin. But if the level of ketone is too high, the blood may become too acidic, leading to serious complications. We should learn well what is type 1 or insulin dependent diabetes. Diabetes can become chronic if the conflict activity is long lasting. This occurs predominantly in children and adolescents, and therefore often called as juvenile diabetes. Until and unless resolved the conflicts, insulin therapies and dietary measures are advised as vital by the German New Medicine. As a homeopath, I can tell that homeopathic medicines can help to minimize the effect of the conflicts and minimize and finally drop the insulin therapy. It was already told earlier that from the GNM perspective, the differentiation between the juvenile and adult onset diabetes is meaningless. This is because diabetes can occur both during the conflict active phase related to the beta islet cells and during the healing phase involving the alpha islet cells. This is determined by a person's gender, laterality and hormone status, as we explained already. People are made to believe that high blood sugar can cause damage to the arteries and indirectly to the nerves, leading to a loss of sensation, especially in the extremities. Not every case of diabetes develops this condition. Nor this theory explains why this occurs in feet or arms in different individuals. According to GNM, what is called a diabetic peripheral neuropathy is a combination of two biological special programs running simultaneously. One, a beta islet cell program linked to a resistance conflict, and two, involving the periosteum related to a conflict of wanting to kick somebody away. If long-lasting and intense, leg ulcers or gangrene can occur. During the first part of the healing phase, or in PCLA, the glucose level decreases to normal levels. But it can again rise temporarily during the period of the epileptoid crisis when there is a reactivation of the CA phase. Acute hyperglycemia at this stage can also induce a condition known as diabetic coma. During the PCLB phase of the program, there can develop symptoms of hypoglycemia, but finally, at the end of the healing phase, the blood sugar level will become normal. If there is continuous conflict lapses and subsequent hanging healing, hypoglycemia can become chronic and craving for sweets also can remain as chronic. It is always good to take into consideration the subjectivity of the individual, as is done in homeopathy, to prevent potentially serious conditions of epileptoid crisis that can occur during the intended resolution of the conflicts related to both alpha and beta islet cells. Here we conclude the programs of both the islet cells of the pancreas. That's the end of the discussions on the organs controlled by the diencephalone with functional changes or functional loss. Herewith we also end the big chapter of the biological special programs, the second one after the five biological laws of nature. With my sincere best wishes to all of you for a very fruitful GNM learning, and thanking you for listening to 352 episodes of Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.